Now, if you were listening to us at the end of last week, you would have heard Kevin Suarez jumping in the hot seat for the newsroom. Jeff Field was off gadivanting around the country. We've got him in the studio now to tell us a little bit more about where he was. Jeff, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Tess. Well, I was actually hosting for the second year in a row a conference organised by the Health Department on ageing and dementia. It's a subject close to my heart. My mum was diagnosed with dementia a few years ago. And I think it's one of those subjects that a lot of people just don't know much about. And that's one of the things that we discussed at the conference, because there were experts there. Like, you know, we're talking the top professors, the top doctors, but there are also nurses, carers, doctors, all sorts of people there. And they were wondering how to get the message out to the general public. And this is a good start, Tess, because did you know that within a decade, every single person in Australia will be affected by dementia or Alzheimer's?
Yeah, wow.
Were you aware of that?
I wasn't. No, you told me that, I think, for the first time the other day, and my jaw hit the floor.
Yeah. And when I say every person will be affected, that doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get dementia or Alzheimer's. Don't, you know, I'm not saying that. But you will know someone, whether it be a family member, a relative, you know, or a friend. In some way, everyone is going to be affected by this. And, you know, the figures just keep rising. Not enough money is being put into the health system. Ask any doctor. Ask any carer. It's getting to a situation where in some nursing homes, there is literally one person looking after 200 people.
Oh.
And in many cases, they are not even registered nurses.
God.
So, you know, this is a really serious situation. But there are some positive things that came out of the two-day conference. I heard some really depressing stories, but some very positive things come out. Now, to avoid or to lessen the risk of getting this condition, you know, it ranges, by the way, I was blown away, the various forms of dementia right through to Alzheimer's. And, you know, it can be from slight memory loss to forgetting some things to being an absolutely, you know, terrible, worst case of Alzheimer's disease, which, of course, is fatal, and all in between. But to make yourself, at least to make yourself less likely of getting it, there are things you can do.
Okay.
Like exercise. That kept coming up all the time. You know, what's the old saying? Move it and lose it.
Oh,
literally.
Yes, yeah.
Walk, 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 walk. Run, walk, move. That's, you know, I kept seeing figures coming up all the time. 14% less chance.
Yeah, wow.
Of getting one of these conditions. You know, another thing that came up repeatedly through the conference, Tess, was people who just didn't know what to do, like myself.
Yeah.
When I got the phone call from the doctor saying, oh, Jeff, we've just diagnosed your mum with vascular dementia. And you think, well, what do I do? You know, do we put mum into care? Where do we put her? What's going to happen? So I think there has to be more education. I think the mainstream media, I think 2SER, I think all the media outlets have to start getting on board and letting people know more about this condition. And so we hear about it, you know, we heard about it when, you know, Glenn Campbell and or someone dies, some celebrity dies, and then it kind of goes away.
But even then, I feel like you just hear, oh, you know, this person has died.
Passed away after a long battle with Alzheimer's.
I was just about to say, passed away after a battle with, and you know, or lost their battle to, you know, however it ends up phrased. But it's kind of skimmed over in that respect. And I confess I don't know a lot about it, because it's not something that's been, it doesn't float around the zeitgeist like a lot of other conditions.
And it should, because as I say, let me just repeat that every Australian is going to be affected in the next decade. So, you know, this is something that really needs much more light shone on it, because, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. there you've got to look at best ways of handling the situation. Like I know with my own mum, and this was brought up at the conference, that she might forget where she put her keys 5 minutes ago, but she'll remember every single word to the John Farnham song.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. Music is often a great way to communicate with people with certain dementia or Alzheimer's. They will forget. They literally, it's really sad. And in a way, you have to stop being selfish, even though you love the person, because you're more sad that they've forgotten things you're saying. And you actually have to step back and just realize that's the way things are now. And you have to try and cope the best way you can. And for me, it is when I see Mum, I hug her. She loves touch and she loves music. So I make sure I take her for a drive and just load the iPod up with some of the worst 70 songs you've ever heard in your life, which Mum loves. And it brings a smile to her face. And that's, you know, that's my situation. But everyone has a different situation. But this is why we need to get the word out. So, you know, another thing that I heard at the conference, and it's really sad, people find their parents or their grandparents are diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's, and they go to visit them. And one of the symptoms, or one of the, not side effects, I don't know, but what happens is they can quite often get angry. Mm. And do you blame them? Like, they're seeing hallucinations, they're forgetting things, they're anxious, and so they can be quite testy.
Yeah.
I've seen this myself. They can, like, oh, you don't love me, why are you keeping me here in the home? You know, take me out of this place. And it's very distressing for the family, relatives or friends to go and visit initially. Then you learn coping strategies, and you have to tell little, in my case, I have to tell little white lies. I have to say to Mum, I'll see you soon.
Mm.
And I will see her soon. It may not be for 3 months, but I will see her soon. And I was told by the nurses that that is one way of being able to leave the room, because if you don't say that, it's hard to get out. Because, no, don't leave me here. Don't leave me here.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds really distressing to people listening, but you'll find, this is 3 years now I've been doing this, and it does get easier. And for God's sake, just don't leave your parents or your grandparents in the home. Go and visit them. Hug them. They love touch. They love music. They love to hear about old things. But look, I think I can only sit here for 5 minutes and tell you some of these things. But I really think it's something we hear things about homelessness. We hear about housing affordability. I really think it's time for the mainstream media and other media outlets to really start getting into this issue, because I think people need to know.
I agree.
For their own health and for their loved ones. How do you deal with this situation when you are affected? Not if you're affected.
When?
When you're affected.
It's such an important issue. So before I do let you go, just, I guess, as a wrap-up, what was the real takeaway that you got from this conference?
The takeaway, I'm an optimistic person. I always have been, Tess. While we had all those figures about every person being affected, about the lack of money going in, I'm also hearing about some amazing work that professors here in Sydney and around the world are doing on new drugs, new treatment. Hopefully new guidelines will be released soon on what to best to do to try and stop yourself from getting these conditions. You know, we all know, you know, the exercise, the drinking in moderation, don't smoke, keeping your brain active, all those things. But we need to know more. I think that's like, you know, telling people don't eat too much fatty food if you don't want to be obese. I think we need guidelines.
Definitely.
We need education. But I'm optimistic that things are going to get better.
It's
you have to
a good
be.
Way to
I'm
be.
Not going to go down the other path.
No, it's a good way to be. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Tess.
Jeff Field there, having a chat about the ageing conference he was hosting at the end of last week. Such an important issue, one that, as you mentioned, doesn't sort of float around the zeitgeist as much as other conditions definitely seem to.